Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
We're the Morning Bullpen, George Mo, Eric with a K. Hey, George isn't here.
Oh, I thought you were about to call me George. I was like, wow, what a Halloween you have.
It is Friday today.
It is.
I woke up this morning and I was like, wait, what day is it?
Home stretch, Mo.
No, but it's bad because last night was so fun and, you know, you're hanging out with your neighbors. And then I'm like, I have to work tomorrow.
Is that what you did? Did you have a good Halloween?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, it was great.
It was so fun.
Yeah, I got a lot of updates. I got a big update in my life that happened coming up next hour.
Shocking. You bring the drama.
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to get in early, we want to talk to a mutton buster. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah. If your kid's ever done mutton busting, or if you've ever done it at Rodeo Houston.
We need to find one?
Yes, we need to find one now. 713-881-5500, Mutton Busters.
How about what's trending in Texas?
How about it?
I'll tell you.
Number three.
It's that time of year again because Sunday, Eric, at 2 a.m., daylight savings time comes to an end.
Does it really?
Yeah, so we get to roll those clocks back 1 hour. If you don't have kids or pets, you get to treat yourself to an extra hour of sleep.
Okay, I was going to say, is that where you get an hour or is that where you lose?
Extra hour of sleep.
Okay.
So how do you handle that at your house?
See, that's the thing, is my kids, no matter what, consistently get up at 6 a.m.
Yep.
No matter what, which is now 5 a.m.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Number two.
Did y'all avoid rain for trick-or-treating at least?
We did, actually.
Same.
Yeah. It was kind of moist.
Steamy. We started out Paw Patrol, and then we ended up naked Paw Patrol. Stormy, warm weather is in the forecast as we head into the weekend. Today's highs climb to the mid-80s, mostly cloudy skies. Today's also the last day to early vote, so make sure you get that in before it starts storming, and it's no fun for Election Day.
And the top story trending in Texas.
I would like to skip this top trending story, but the Texans lost their third game of the season. Last night was Thursday night football against the Jets. So I don't know.
I would watch, like when I was trick-or-treating with the kids, I would watch in people's garages for a minute.
Oh, yeah?
But I didn't see what happened. No, I mean,
well, I went to bed. I fell asleep right after halftime.
Okay. So
when
maybe
it was 7-0.
It's the Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610.
He had a rough night last night.
Yeah, maybe he can give us the
CJ
update.
Was sacked 8 times is all I read this morning. So I'm just, let's talk to Sean.
Oh, that is rough. All right, we're all recovering, but it's Friday.
It is Friday. Let's just remind everyone that's not what we got, okay?
All right, that's what's trending in Texas. Let's all recover here on the Morning Bullpen.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
All this week, we're celebrating your good news when it comes to your job. Celebrate your job. 713-881-5500. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what your good news is.
Hi, this is Bo from Richmond, and I'm actually calling to celebrate my wife, who just accomplished winning 40 under 40 for her great travel agency business.
Wait, what's that mean?
Well, she just was nominated out of a few thousand people in the travel industry and was won an award for being under 40 and the top 40 in the travel industry in the country.
Well, I don't know about her, but I think there's two things to celebrate there. One, you're not 40 yet. And two, you're rocking at your job. Give her a shout out. Where does she work?
So it's Traveling Years Vacations, and you can find her online on Instagram at Traveling Years Vacations or travelingyears.com. And she is a full-service travel agency that does Disney and Caribbean.
Aw, 40, under 40, you must be so proud, Bo.
I am extremely proud. I couldn't be more proud.
You're the sweetest.
Mo's almost 40, and she's never going to accomplish this.
Give me a year, okay?
No, sorry. Give up now, Mo.
She works as hard as my wife, I'm sure.
I promise you she does not.
Can we make time for a couple more? Start with your name, where you're calling from, and tell us about your awesome job.
Okay, my name is Joe Huerta. I'm originally moved in from San Benito, Texas. I work at AutoZone number 1592 with Mr. King Smith.
Shout out.
I wake up every morning, like, go to work, I like happy vibes, and like, man, I get to help out people, you know.
All right. We love cheering people's good vibes, and you've got so many good vibes. It sounds like the place I need to stop in if my car needs work. Thanks, Joe.
Yes, let's do one more. Hey, start with your name, where you're calling from, and tell us about your awesome job.
My name is Jamie McMillan. I live in Texas City, Texas, and I work for Vanquish Crane and Construction. They are some of the best people to work for. You know, I've been in law enforcement, professional baseball, everything, and this is by far the best job I've ever had. They're God-fearing people.
Wow, it sounds like faith has a big part in your life.
Yes, sir.
Tell us what led you to this job.
So 3 years ago, my wife and I moved from Georgia to Texas. Was praying about it, and my boss, Jacob Morris, and his wife, Regina Morris, they also have a ministry, Touched by Faith Ministry International. Mm-hmm. We just followed the Lord to Texas, to God's country, and we've been here and working and praising the Lord ever since.
That's a real Texas faith story. That's amazing. I appreciate this story so much. Thank you for calling.
Well, I appreciate y'all.
So for Jamie, Joe, and Bo, and a little bit of faith on the side, can we get a big amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're the best.
That's it. That's what it's all about. So we're sharing the good vibes today on Can I Get an Amen? You want to be a part of it? You can. 713-881-5500. Share some good news about your job on the Morning Bullpen.
With a K, George celebrating his son's wedding this weekend.
Wow.
He'll be back next week. Eric, though,
yeah,
you'll be working forever. What's going on at your house?
Okay, well, first of all, how was your Halloween?
Oh, it was fine. It was sticky. So my kids started out in their sweet little Paw Patrol costumes.
Okay, you had Sky, you had Marshall, and you had Chase.
Chase, and my husband was Ryder.
That's pretty adorable.
It was cute, but it was hot. So, like, they would unzip a little bit and then unzip a little more, and then they're sweaty and they smell like little puppy dogs for real. It was fun, though. My neighborhood is fun.
Like, yeah, you're right.
Drinking and just hanging out with everybody, and the kids are running all over the place.
Oh, that's awesome. My son, Ford, mm-hmm. he's five. He was Mario.
Right.
And same exact thing. He had a mustache at the beginning. Mustache came off first.
Yes.
Then the hat, then the whole outfit.
Yep. I'm like, yep, that's a baby in a diaper. Here we go.
He carried around the hat and put candy in his hat and was just eating.
Sweet baby.
But there was a huge development in my house. Mm-hmm. My life will never be the same again.
That's why you're working forever.
Yes, exactly. Man, I guess I'll just rip the Band-Aid off. My daughter, my 9-year-old daughter, Charlie, got braces.
Mm-hmm.
We walked into the orthodontist office.
The first time you've ever been there?
Yes. And just for a consultation.
Right.
Her dentist said, hey, she's going to need braces. I recommend you at least go get a consult, find out how much it's going to cost, all that stuff. Get them to do all the 3D x-rays and everything. And we walked out with freaking braces.
I didn't know that's even how it worked.
I didn't either. They said, you know what? We have scheduled an hour just in case you want to hop on this right now.
They got you.
They did. They got me so bad. But she looks like such a teenager. I wasn't mentally or emotionally prepared to walk out with like a little woman from the orthodontist office. It severely has impacted me. Mm-hmm. Just looking at her smile with all that metal in her mouth.
Yeah.
And I sat her down and I go, she was so excited, Mo. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, she feels sassy and
big deal.
Yes, it's huge. And she got to pick her colors, by the way.
Mm-hmm. For the bands.
Yes, exactly. And I sat her down on the bed and I go, honey, I need to tell you something, okay? You're going to go to school tomorrow. You've got these cool new braces. And you know I love them. I think mm-hmm. they look beautiful.
So good, yeah.
But some kids might not be the nicest. They may call you things like, mm-hmm. hey, Metal Mouth. Or they may say, hey, Train Tracks. Mm-hmm. And she said, Daddy, just because you were bullied about your braces doesn't mean I'm going to be bullied about mine.
Charlie's my girl. She's like, don't project your crap on me, Dad. It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K. And it's time for jury duty. This is when we debate some serious, serious topics going on in our lives. And I think this started because of Eric's life, and I judged him.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's your life, too. I mean, it's a lot of married people's lives, especially if you're married with kids. I am of the opinion, and we've been talking about this behind the scenes for a couple of weeks now, but we've never brought it to jury duty. We're going to keep it family friendly, right?
We are.
So
we are.
What is the exact question?
Okay.
Just ask the question and then we can explain.
Should.
Yes.
Building a pillow fort in a married relationship be spontaneous or scheduled?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mommies and daddies, husbands and wives, people in relationships. Sometimes late at night, we like to build a pillow fort together.
Correct.
It's fun. Putting the pillows on top of each other.
Everyone loves a pillow fort.
Moving them around. Mm-hmm. Moving the pillows around. You know what I mean?
Yes. And you are on team scheduled.
Yes.
Okay. I've so you and your wife have a schedule, like a planner.
I will not tell you when the next time are to build a pillow fort.
Thank you.
It is this weekend. We're going to build a pillow fort.
And you, so it's you just know you're going into this weekend. You're like, oh, look at what's on the calendar. Charlie has a soccer game Saturday morning.
Yep.
For dinner, we're having chili in the crock pot. And then I see building a pillow fort is scheduled.
You're not going to believe it. We had chili in the crock pot last night.
I spend way too much time with you.
Yes.
Wait, remind me, how long have y'all been married?
10 years.
And have you always been like this? Or was there like some point in your relationship when you started being like
this? No, kids changed everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I have two kids.
Yeah. And so your team spontaneity.
Yes.
And I don't get how that's
so
possible.
So I was trying to be logical about it and think like maybe it's because we've only been married for 5 years.
Right.
We've still got spontaneity in our relationship, but we also have toddlers.
Yeah. Well, sometimes here's the thing. Sometimes daddy is really wants to build that pillow fort.
Okay. So you put it on the calendar? You're deciding when it's on the calendar?
No. That's the thing is before we started scheduling pillow forts, it would be like, hey, want to build a pillow fort?
Yeah.
No. Right.
Okay. I get where you're going.
So then you go, okay, you know what? What if we just work it out?
Uh-huh.
We just sit down. We have a family meeting. When are these pillow forts getting built? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It helps the relationship significantly.
Okay, so this is why it's on jury duty. 713-881-5500.
By the way, give me a high five for how we just pulled that off. Because I know my kids are listening. High five.
No, they don't have school today. It's fine. Zach's on the phone in Deer Park. He's been married, or he is married, and he has two kids. Zach, should building a pillow fort in a married relationship be spontaneous or scheduled?
It's spontaneous, but as of lately, it's been scheduled because we're trying to make.
Yes. I understand. Okay. I understand loud and clear.
Where are we going?
Where are we going with his vote?
I think he is scheduled. He is team scheduled.
I don't know. That's just because they're on a mission.
Right. To build the biggest
the biggest castle in all the land.
They're trying to get a new couch.
who's next?
All right, that's Gabrielle in Lake Jackson. She's married, got four kids, she's going to be perfect for this. Hey, Gabrielle, should building a pillow fort in a relationship be spontaneous or scheduled?
Well, should it be, or what do we do?
What do you do?
You're spontaneous. Me too, girl.
Okay, all right.
One to one.
When was the last time you built that pillow fort?
Val's on the phone in League City, married 20 years with 5 kids.
Wow.
Val, tell us how it's done. Should building a pillow fort be spontaneous or scheduled?
Definitely spontaneous.
Thank you, my girl.
Wow. Okay.
She knows how to, I mean, look at 5 kids. Married 20 years.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Eric told me to be honest and to the point.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate you for that. Write a book, actually. Christina's on the phone in League City. Hey, Christina, married 18 years. You've been with your husband for 21 years. Should building a pillow fort in a married relationship be spontaneous or scheduled?
Spontaneous, because you got to keep it spicy.
Oh, do you have any kids?
I love her so much. She has the sweetest voice, but she also says spicy.
You gotta be spicy.
Yes, girl. Yes.
Do you have any children, Christina?
I do. I have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old. Mm.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Everything so you do. One more jury.
Oh, wow. Oh. Virgie's on the phone in Humble. Hey, girl, you've been married 31 years. Tell us how it's done. Should building a pillow fort in a married relationship be spontaneous or scheduled?
So I'm going to make sure building a fort is what I think.
It definitely is. Yes, it is.
Your thinking is right. Yes.
Spontaneous. Spontaneous. You just don't have that energy anymore. You don't have that time to just plan. We've tried to plan and it just does not work.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right. Well, the jury has spoken, Eric.
All right.
We had a good jury. And the question, should building a pillow fort in a married relationship be spontaneous or scheduled? And it was overwhelmingly spontaneous.
Wow. All right. I got to give my wife a call, try to build a pillow fort now.
Oh, no.
Still to come on the morning.
We are the Morning Bullpen, George Moe, Eric with a K, and Eric, it's your time to shine.
Oh, boy.
Your one time a morning. It's time for 10-Minute Tune. What that means is you call in with your suggestions. Anything under the sun. I say the more random, the more weird, the better your suggestions are. Eric takes one of those suggestions. He runs to the hall, writes a song, but he only gets 10 minutes to do it. So what do you think he should sing about? 713-881-5500.
All right, Chrissy in the Woodlands, take it easy on me, okay? What should I sing about today?
I think you should do a love ballad to your housekeeper named Maria to the tune of Sweet Maria by Brooks and Dunn.
You're taking that weirder the better and running with it, aren't you?
No, Chrissy is already humming this song in her car right now. She just needs you to nail it on the head.
I think you would do great.
Tell us some of the things that Maria does.
Yeah, tell us how special Maria is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, she'll clean your showers. She vacuums up after your kids, after they made a huge mess on the floor. You are just in awe of her.
Oh, sweet Maria.
She needs a song, Eric. She does.
All right, that's a good song. Suggestion. Thank you so much, Chrissy. All right, how about you, Jackie in Cypress? What should I sing about today?
The recommendation I have is for pets that like to sleep in the bed with you and hog the space.
But I'm not telling them no.
No, I tell them no. In certain instances, I tell them no, if you know what I'm saying, Jackie.
I mean, I hear what you're saying.
And actually, Jackie, you're in luck because I did a song about dogs refusing to leave the bed, especially during mommy-daddy time. And we did it a couple of weeks ago. So it's up on the podcast. If you go get the Audacy app, AUDACY, and then just find it in the Morning Bullpen podcast, okay?
I will have to do that.
You are
blare it loud for that sweet puppy of yours.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks, bye.
Julie's on the phone in Deer Park. Hey, Julie, what would you like Eric to sing about?
The Harris County headlines.
Oh.
It's the first of the month, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Julie, what has been going on your month of October? Like, what should you sing about?
Halloween.
Halloween's a good one. Did you have a good Halloween?
How when everyone goes trick-or-treating and all the candy that comes and they go bonkers at school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you have a cold Halloween yesterday?
Hot.
Yeah, hot. Smoking hot weather. Yeah. Good one, Julie. Thank you for your suggestion.
Julie, that is awesome. Thank you. I appreciate you listening to the show so much.
Bye.
All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me, Mo, because it is the first of the month.
Yes.
And every first of the month, we do the Harris County headlines.
You have to do it.
The weirdest headlines in Harris County.
There's plenty.
In the month of October. Mm-hmm. So I got 10 minutes to go do it, and I'll come back.
Get gone. It's a 10-minute tune right here on the Morning Bullpen. It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric. George is out this week because his son is getting married tomorrow. And it's my favorite part of the morning because I'm in the studio by myself. Eric with a K is out in the hall writing his 10-minute tune. 10-minute tune works. Y'all call in with your suggestions. Eric has to take one of your suggestions out into the hallway, and then he writes a 10-minute tune about that suggestion. 713-881-5500. You can call us anytime. But today, the suggestion came from little Julie. She wanted Eric to sing about Harris County headlines, and that happens on the first of every month. So, Julie, you were just in time. Thank you for your suggestion. Eric loves Harris County headlines, and we love telling you about the weird stuff that happens in Harris County. Don't we, Eric?
Ooh, yeah, it got weird this month, too. Now, Julie, she mentioned how hot it was.
Yes.
And it was actually the hottest, one of the hottest, driest Octobers Houston.
Yes.
So I made sure to put that in
there. Okay, but there's a lot of, like, bad stuff. Did you avoid that?
There's a couple of things that I lightened up a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm curious how this goes.
We did it in the style of Grundy County Auction.
Yes.
Like we always do. Here's what happened in October in Harris County.
Well, I opened up my Harris County paper, and you would not believe what I read. Well, listen when I tell you, friends and neighbors, in October, Harris County went mad. I read fake teachers, HISD, it's really hot and dry, you see. Stephon Diggs got hurt and Astros lost. Oldest woman died, it's true. Dwali fireworks are new. I read them once, read them twice. Houston, everything that I said is true. It's so nuts and unbelievable. The morning bullpen wouldn't tell you lies. These are the Harris County headlines.
Only one of those headlines was a positive.
A lot happened in Houston.
Only one.
Not all of it was great. But we got to buy fireworks in October.
We do.
That was, that's new and cool,
that's
right?
That's the only thing that you mentioned that was good.
Yeah.
That's 10-minute tune, and that's how it works. It's up to y'all, your suggestions. Thank you, I think.
No, you're welcome.
Good morning. Can I get an amen? Time for some good news.
Celebrating good news, and that's what this is all about. Can I Get an Amen is about telling us what's going on in your world so that we can celebrate you and celebrate together. 713-881-5500. Start with your name, tell us where you're calling from, and then just tell us your good news.
Hey, this is Meredith calling from Houston, and my good news is I have been so inspired by hearing so many people in Houston talking about the jobs that they love, and I love mine so much that I try to put myself out of one every day. I have the great pleasure of working for Izzy Anderson's Boot Walk in Cancer that is happening tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And I would love for everybody to join us. We're so excited. We are going to give cancer the boot. It kicks off tomorrow. You can start joining us around 8, and then the walk starts at 9 o'clock.
Meredith, we know you. We love you so much. So I'm going to be out there with you. I can't wait to see you. It's my first MD Anderson Boot Walk Day in Cancer that I've done in person. Mm-hmm. I've done it virtually before, but what should I expect tomorrow? A lot of good vibes, a lot of smiles?
A lot of great vibes, wonderful Bull Nation coming out. We've got record-breaking numbers of participants. We've got over 1,000 that are going to be joining us virtually, and we're expecting 6,000 in person. It's going to be an amazing day. Build of honoring our loved ones and each other, because cancer doesn't care what kind of boots you wear. It affects everyone. And we've all got our special stories. So I'd love for Bull Nation to join us and make our own Amen stories tomorrow.
Yes, it's easy to participate. We've got all the details on our website, but you can walk on the Bull team, right, Eric? We have a team?
Yes, you can absolutely do that. You can join our Bull team, walk with me. You get a little sign that says I'm walking for, and just so you know, Meredith, I'm walking in honor of my Aunt Lenny, who we lost to cancer, and I'm so proud to do that and make my own amen story this weekend.
Oh, I love that, Eric. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you this weekend, and for MD Anderson's Boot Walk to End Cancer,
yay!
There's still time to sign up.
Woo-woo-woo!
Can we get a big
Woo-woo!
Amen?
Amen.
Thanks, Meredith. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.
That's how it works. Can I get an amen? Celebrating the little moments in life that make you smile on the Morning Bullpen.
still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
I've got $100 burning a hole in my pocket, and I want someone to just take it. All you got to do is beat me in country music trivia. We call it Mo Knows Country, and if you're ready to take me on and take my money, call right now, 713-881-5500.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Erica's on the phone in Pearland. You ready for some Mo Knows Country?
I sure am.
Have you heard this week that George is out for his son's wedding?
I have. That's awesome. Congratulations.
It is very exciting, but I miss him so much because Eric is a piece of crap.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel.
Let's do this. Let's play.
All right. Erica, is it with a C or a K, by the way?
With a C.
Oh, C is for crazy people. Well, we've got we got a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Erica?
Because it's Mo's money.
All right, kick her out of the studio so she can't hear the questions.
Goodbye, Mo.
Goodbye. Good luck.
All right, the door is closed. We're all alone, and your five country-related trivia questions start right now. A new list of recent sad country songs has been released. I Drive Your Truck was at the top. Who sang that song?
Bryce Lee? I don't know.
Okay. Question number two. This late country artist was recently honored when some huge stars sang his songs Red Solo Cup and I Love This Bar. Name this legend.
Toby Keith.
Question number three. Don't walk the line. Just tell me which Ring of Fire singer has a new statue outside the U.S. Capitol.
Johnny Cash.
Question number four. Try that in a Nevada town. Jason Aldean is opening a new restaurant in what city of sin?
Las Vegas.
And question number four. This was probably a hurricane. What singer took a fast car to see Taylor Swift in concert recently?
Luke Combs.
All right, let's get her back in here and tell her the bad news.
What's the bad news?
She got 5 out of 5.
Oh,
I thought these
tired.
Were harder. All right, here we go. I can't tell her the answers all until right. the very end. Let's see how she does. A new list of recent sad country songs has been released. Mm-hmm. I Drive Your Truck was at the top of the list. Okay. Who sang that?
Oh, crap. I Drive Your Truck.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's two that I think it is.
Okay. You get these two confused a lot.
Ah, you know what I'm going to say. You asked this question on purpose. You're the worst human. I miss George so much. There was no hint in there.
Nope.
It is either Lee Bryce or Randy Houser.
You need to pick one.
I'm going to guess Lee Bryce.
All right, question number two. This late country artist was recently honored when some huge stars sang his songs Red Solo Cup and I Love This Bar.
Oh, that's Toby Keith.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Don't walk the line. Just tell me which Ring of Fire singer has a new statue outside the U.S. Capitol.
I believe you're talking about Johnny Cash.
Question number four. Try that in a Nevada town. Nevada. Jason Aldean is opening a new restaurant in what city of sin?
Vegas.
And finally, mm-hmm. question five. This was probably a hurricane. What singer just took a fast car to see Taylor Swift in concert?
Oh, I saw Luke Combs there with his wife. I had a lot of logistical questions about that, too, because he looked like he was just in a regular seat.
Okay, so let me tell you.
Okay.
You definitely got the last four correct.
Oh,
it was Toby Keith, it was Johnny Cash, mm-hmm. it was Las Vegas, and it was Luke Combs.
Okay, and then there's that one that I actually have no idea.
And it was between who and who?
Randy Houser and Lee Bryce.
And you said?
I don't remember what I said.
You said Lee Bryce.
Is that good or bad?
It's good. You got all five.
I get them mixed up all the time.
Erica with a C. I am so sorry. That means you tied 5 to 5 and she protected her money.
Okay.
But you did a heck of a job. Who's that in the background?
Oh, that's my kid. He comes to work with me.
Oh, very cute. Well, tell him mommy did a great job and you know what you got to say to get out of here.
This is Erica from Pearland and Mo Knows Country.
She definitely does. You could take her money Monday, 8:20. It's Mo Knows Country on 100.3 The Bull.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.